Dr. Norman Bethune's stature became even greater in death. The affection of the Chinese people for him swelled. Emotions ran high upon the news of his death. His capacity to move people and his insight into humanity was never so evident as during this period. The Chinese people were extremely grateful that such a man had crossed their paths. During this solemn time, tributes to Bethune came from many parts of the world. He was described as an activist, a writer, a teacher, an administrator, and above all, a great doctor. Mao said of him, "We must all learn the spirit of absolute selflessness from him." After a very simple funeral, as he had requested, Dr. Norman Bethune was buried in the mausoleum of the martyrs in Xichicheng, southeast of Beijing. The Chinese named a medical school and a hospital in his memory. Many other memorials have been erected in his memory over the years. One ironic tragedy of all this was that up until 1973, Dr. Bethune had never received much recognition from his native country of Canada. Furthermore, he was not even acknowledged for his accomplishments, presumably because of his communist connections. In 1973, Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, another Canadian who had spent a good deal of time in China in his earlier years, convinced his government to purchase the Bethune House in Gravenhurst, Ontario, and dedicated it as Bethune Memorial House.